This haying and grazing season has been challenging, to say the least, for livestock producers in the Northern Plains. And on that note, plans have changed several times because of water quality and reduced forage production. In northeastern South Dakota, the biggest challenge for Jason Furricks at Wilmot has been monitoring water conditions.
I certainly have been careful on stocking rates to ensure that we don't completely diminish the water source that is there. The grass got a nice start. We were fortunate to miss out on any of the late season frosts and anything else that could affect all of that. Basically, our brome grass is often going and done for. The warm season grasses still are, we've certainly had our share of warmth, but, they've been slower going just because of the lack of timely moisture yet.
At Linden in south central North Dakota, Tom Bernhardt started cutting alfalfa on Monday. The first cutting will be about half the amount compared to a typical year.
Some places it's quite nice, some places it's very poor. And you can tell even on just on tame grass. I've seen tame grass, some spots where the tame grass was looking pretty good, just in like a ditch or a shelter belt area. And during that time frame, that grass turned brown and white. It's like it cooked it, it must be in that certain vegetative stage where it couldn't take all that heat and that low humidity and just turned it brown.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.